I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the Junks, live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline is our pal Rick Snyder, 106.7 The Fan columnist. What's up, Rick? Good morning.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
We are doing well. I know that you like people checking out your YouTube channel, and one of your latest entries there, if not the latest, is why Medina Spirit should be in the Preakness. Present your case.
All right. Let's say you're driving home, and you see a flash happen behind you at an intersection. And you tell your wife, man, I'm going to get a ticket from a red light camera. All right. Are you supposed to pay the money that day? You haven't even gotten the ticket yet. True. That's where they are with this horse. Baffert has said, I've been told this. He hasn't even been served notice. We haven't even seen the split sample on the test yet, which will take weeks. None of these things have happened. So why are you going to ban him today? You're going to say later on, oh, our bad. Sorry, he couldn't run in the Preakness. He hasn't been even charged with anything yet.
You know,
so it's way too early.
Rick, I find myself in a weird position because I'm typically like JP. We argued about this yesterday. You know, when people deny things, I have that, you know, cynical look like, okay, sure, you didn't do it. But I thought Baffert's defense was pretty good. I don't know why. For some reason, it struck me. And he was like, look, I know people aren't out to get me, but, I can't remember exactly what he said, but it really registered with me. And he goes, something's wrong here. And I just bought it. Now, I know he's been caught with these drugs many times in the last year or so with various horses, but he runs hundreds, if not thousands of horses. You never know if you have a rogue employee that could be doing something like this. You'd be a fool to do this and think you're not going to get caught, right?
Right, because every single horse race in America has drug tests in it. Top four finishers, and if the favorite runs out of the money, they're all tested every day.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of weird things that happens with drug tests, with grooms especially. Like a few years ago, there was a cocaine thing showed up in the horses.
Yeah.
Well, the grooms were using it. It was on their hands, you know, and the horses mouthed their hands, and it got in their system. I'm not saying he's guilty or not. I don't know yet. But yeah, there's a lot of weird things that happen. Feed contamination. He got a couple of them thrown out last year because they weren't proper.
Right.
So he's not a doper. In the racetrack world, you know who's a doper.
So you know he's not. He's not a notorious cheater.
No, I've known Bob for 30 years. I've sat in his barn and talked to him. He's not a doper. He's not a cheater. And as you say, when you run a supermarket kind of stable across the country,
right,
you don't have, you know, he's not the guy feeding this horse.
Right.
Now, you're the ultimate insurer.
Right.
And, you know, it comes down to you, but he's not a doper.
Right. What are some of the scenarios? So I like what you threw out there. It could be something contaminated in the feed. You could have rogue employees, right? What are some of these scenarios? Because I don't doubt if it's been leaked to him that the horse tested positive, that the B sample, whenever it comes out, will be positive. I don't doubt it at all. But how could it have gotten there if, you know, in a way where Baffert wouldn't be guilty?
Well, ultimately, you are going to be guilty, but sometimes the split samples come back different. There are mechanical issues in testing that sometimes do fail. So I wouldn't say it's an absolute. It's a probable. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Now, how does this particular drug get there? You know, he says that they've never administered it, and there's talk about it could be a different drug. And listen, they change drugs all the time, man, in this game. They're always doing something ahead of testing, and that implies it's cheating. But, you know, there's so many ways they can get into it. I can't say the gross stuff on the radio, but it's gross. So you don't want to talk about it. But there's just different ways that it can happen. Now, you know, there are guys that sit there and inject horses. I've seen stuff called milkshakes. I've seen a lot of stuff that goes on at the track. There's a lot of money here at stake. Not in this case, but you know, in an everyday race, people do things. So what they'll do is, you know, it could even be most drug positives are because you're only allowed, you can give the horses medicine, but only within X amount of days away from the race, because they don't want horses hopped up because they'll get hurt. They'll run too hard and they'll get hurt and they'll die. So it could be that they gave them something farther out. The horse didn't metastasize it in the system quick enough, and it's still there. That's most drug positives.
Wow.
So maybe something happened there.
Right.
On it. You know, there's a lot. That's where they're going to be paying a lot of lawyers a lot of money. But today, the Maryland Racing Commission has to look at the facts. The draw is at 4 o'clock. And if I'm before the commission, and trust me, there are lawyers with temporary restraining orders ready to hand a judge if this comes to it. But the race commission is going to say, well, what's he done? Well, there's nothing officially done yet. And Kentucky is Kentucky. Maryland is Maryland. Two different things.
So you think he will be in it?
I'm pretty sure that. The horse arrived on the grounds last night. I'm pretty sure he'll be in the race. Because if the commission says no, there is one way they could stop Baffert. Every racetrack owner has the right to bar anybody from his track as long as it's not based on race, creed, color, religion stuff. You know, if you think a guy stinks, you don't want him smelling up your track, then so be it. They throw him out. But they're not going to do that. This is the man who has won 7 Derbies, 7 Preaknesses, 3 Belmonts. He's the face of racing. You can't accuse him of this and be a cheater. It would devastate the sport. And if it's ultimately, he may have to serve a suspension on this, but that's down the road.
So you're saying his rivals don't think he's a cheater?
No. I mean, you have jealousy in the business, but you don't have that. I've never heard people really talk about that. There's a little bitterness around the track like anything, but no. I mean, there's guys that are cheaters. Everybody knows it. It's like you have a horse, you claimed him, and, you know, he's never done a thing, and his first race with you, he wins. And you're like, okay, what drug did he give him? I mean, that's the kind of stuff that goes on.
Talking to Rick Snyder, columnist for 106.7 The Fan. You can check him out at thefandc.com. So yesterday we were having a conversation about the NFC East, Rick, and want your take. I don't even want to lead the witness. We were talking about who should be the favorite in the NFC East.
I don't get to pick the Preakness. By the way, Midnight Bourbon. I think that's who's going to win.
All right.
Okay. So Dallas. Dallas will be the hands-on favorite because Dak's coming back. That might be fair enough. And the Giants really improved. So I see them being a player, too. And Washington's improved some. So I think it's a three-way race again. I don't like the Eagles. So I threw out one team for you.
Do you only think Washington's improved some?
Well, the quarterback's everything. Everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, yeah, it's nice you got another linebacker, but they were a good defense without him. They'll be a better with him, but... You know, I mean, you picked up another rookie receiver who can run deep, but who knows what that really means yet. I mean, I got to see him on the field Friday before I can give that opinion. But
what about Samuel? What about Willie Jackson?
Willie Jackson's a nice player. Is he leaps and bounds above Darby? Yeah, but it's a good defense. So you haven't turned it from an awful defense to a great defense with these players. They're added additions. It's all about the quarterback, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
He's got to come through. And if you look at his career stats, they aren't very good overall. So he's not a safe player like Alex was. You know, Alex hid his mistakes and you didn't eat them. You know, this guy, you do eat his mistakes for 6 points.
True, but we were talking about this. If you actually lined up his career numbers next to Eli Manning's numbers, they're not that different.
Well, Eli's got 2 rings, so what's the difference there?
No, yeah, we know. He got hot twice. He got hot and at the right times. God bless him. Great career because of it. But I also think that Fitz is one of those rare players, maybe like a Plunkett, I know I'm reaching, or like maybe like a Hostetler, or even like a Rich Gannon, who later in their careers, they're playing their best football.
Yeah, unlike us, he's getting better with age.
Yeah, sometimes that happens with quarterbacks.
You're reaching across the table so far, you're standing on your chair.
Well,
come on, dude.
Dude, if you look at what he's done the last couple of years, he's actually played at a pretty high level.
He's okay. That's all I'm going to give him is an okay. You know, I mean, he's, what, 38 years old?
Mm-hmm.
So where you been for 20 years? You know, I just don't see him as a great salvation. But can he play decently enough for them to win? Yes, I think they can have a winning record this year. You know, they could win 10-7, something like that. Mm-hmm. Does that win the division this year? Maybe, but I have a feeling not. Somebody's going to jump up and win more like 11. Last year was just a freak year on so many levels. But they're a better team, and I think once they figure out this quarterback, they can be a Super Bowl contender. This defense is good enough, and they have improved their offense. So I think you've got a chance. It's going to be a decent fall.
Were you one of those guys that was pro they should have drafted one of the top five quarterbacks?
I don't know if it came to them, and it didn't. So I was a little surprised they took a linebacker, but not greatly. You go back, you look at what Rivera talks about, he really does do things in a straight line. You can see where he's going. He just hasn't been here long enough for us to realize that. But I could see now he was staring at that linebacker. I just thought he was taking the Notre Dame guy. But,
right, me too.
Look at his drafts. His drafts are all needs. They're not, you know, best player on the board stuff. They're guys I need,
right.
Guys he's talked to.
Right.
You know, he interviewed a lot of these draft picks personally. You know, which is pretty hard to believe with so many guys around. But he's stared at a lot of his things. So, you know, I have no problem with that. I think you should draft for need more or less unless somebody's just so much better.
Right.
Why not? Why would you bother taking another defensive end right now? You know, unless you think you're going to need him in 2 years. But this is not a league you do 2 years at. Right.
Rick, thanks as always for the time. We know you'll be on the edge of your seat for the Preakness draw later today. We'll talk to you again soon, man.
All right. Thanks.
Yep, @Snide_remarks on your Twitter. Give him a follow there. He likes Midnight Bourbon. That's his early pick for the
Tell
Preakness.
Uncle Kenny, Midnight Bourbon, Valdez.
Midnight Bourbon is the play.
Got to see what the draw is first.
Got to see the draw. I got to see. Exactly. It's very important.
All right.
Something else is important. Caps are in the playoffs. And now we know who their opponent is. It's the Boston Bruins. Is that a good matchup for the Washington Capitals? We'll dive into that next here on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Junk's 25th anniversary is presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. So now we know who the Caps opponent is in the first round of the playoffs. It's the team that's coming into Capital One for the regular season finale tonight. It's the Boston Bruins. Game one will be in D.C. this Saturday, 7:15 puck drop. So we know who they're playing. We know who they're facing. I know that JP really wanted the Caps to face the Islanders in the first round. The
Didn't
Caps
you?
Had fared better against them in the regular season. I think it's more about like how the Caps are playing and
no,
who's
I agree
healthy
with
than,
that.
Than
I,
whoever
I,
their opponent is.
But I agree with that. They got to get healthy. They need Ovi, number one.
Of course.
Ovi on the ice healthy. They need to figure out who's going to be between the pipes. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, they played the Islanders three times in a row recently.
Mm-hmm.
Winner, winner, winner.
Right.
Kind of like that.
They're 3-4 against the Bruins so far this season.
Do I hear Lurch in the background, by the way?
Yeah, I'm trying to log on my computer. Sorry.
Oh. Are you, all right.
What's up? Box.
I was just bored. What am I going to do, just lay around the house?
Do you have an eye patch on right now?
No, they offered one, but I can't wear an
Damn
eye
it.
Patch.
Yeah,
I
would
desperate for that.
Right. So what are you doing? So do you have anything over your eye?
No, I don't. I have nothing.
All right, so for people that are just tuning in, Jason had to leave the show yesterday. We've told this story twice already, but I know people are constantly tuning in. And he missed the segment, and we were laughing. We're like, what, do they have the deuce? They have diarrhea? Like, what happened?
Is this dog going crazy?
And he called, and he had this panic in his voice, and he said, yeah, my vision's been bothering me the last few days. And my doctor said, it's been getting worse today. He said, you better come in ASAP. And we could tell there was, like, anxiety in his voice.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'll do another segment. We're like, no, just go. Just go now. So he went, and then he texted us, you know, and thank God it wasn't anything. I immediately thought brain tumor, and yeah. It cooked.
Right, right.
That's how I think.
Well, it's been bothering me since Thursday, and I started seeing these, they look like lightning flashes in my eyes.
Yeah.
And then I started getting, you know what floaters are, right?
Yeah, my sure. wife has that. I don't have it, but yeah.
Well, these are prominent floaters. They're black lines all across my left eye.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not normal. I knew something was wrong. And so I was lucky to get that appointment yesterday at 10 o'clock. And they said, yeah, you got torn retina. And those black lines, that's blood. And so I got a follow-up today. They did this laser surgery yesterday, fellas. And, man, I had the LASIK, 10, 12 years ago, which mm-hmm. was easy. This was brutal. It was 20 minutes. It burned, and it was not fun. And basically what they did, the doctor said it kind of fortified where the tear was on the top of the retina. So,
what does that mean? What does that mean?
Well, I mean, I guess it just kind of...
It connects it or whatever?
It stops the bleeding.
Okay.
And the bleeding is what's causing the vision problem. So,
how do you tear it? Do you like rub it, or did you get hit in the face?
I asked him. He said, he says he has no idea. It just happens. He says it happens to nearsighted people more often than I don't know, farsighted people.
Uh huh.
But
he hit you with a no have idea.
Right.
Nearsighted is you have trouble seeing a distance, right?
I thought. Yes. I believe you're right.
I know it's. Right. It seems like it should be that should be farsighted, but I think nearsighted means you struggle with distance. Well, that sucks because most people I think are nearsighted. I was nearsighted.
He said there's no real reason why it happens. I'm trying to. I'm trying to log on to my computer, fellas, so I can get on the Zoom.
That's fine. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you were going to be odd number box. The boys behind the glass are going to be distraught.
Yeah, where's our shine?
Yeah, it's going bye bye.
Well, we'll just anyway, do odd numbers. It's fine.
Anyway, so I got a follow up today with a retina specialist at 1 o'clock, and then I'll know more.
Are you allowed to
Sugar
like
Ray
drive?
Bishop.
Like, did you drive yourself yesterday?
They said not to, but I did.
Of course you did.
I mean, it was 5 minutes from my house.
Right,
you're and fine. Then, you could drive with one eye open. It's all good.
Did you have to go someplace special, or they just hooked it right where you went and did the surgery? The laser.
It was at the whatever eye care center was at.
And they just
it was an
it right
ophthalmologist.
There.
Ophthalmologist.
Yeah, ophthalmologist, not an optometrist. There's a big difference.
Yeah, but today I'm going to a retina specialist, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm. My son had to do that when he got hit in the face with a dart, and it was he had all kinds of stuff.
Well, Jason,
but I was laying around. I was laying in my bed, and my eye was bothering me, but I was bored. I said, "What am I doing? Yeah. I'm going to talk about the Caps Bruins."
Well, Cakes mentioned that the only when he when we heard about the news. thought of Sugar Ray Leonard, so maybe you should be Sugar Ray Bishop for a while. That's the only guy I can kind of think of.
Did Sugar Ray have a torn retina?
He had a detached. What's the difference between detached and torn?
Oh, detached is the real deal.
What's the difference, though?
It's just more serious, and that requires surgery, like legit OR surgery.
And then you need I think you get like an implant in your eye, too.
Oh, you do?
Like the doctor told me if you had waited another couple of days, it could detach, and then it would have been real serious.
Yeah, so my dad's retina was detached, and then he got like a little bubble implant in his eye, and then that didn't take very well, so he had to get another implant that was made of oil.
Ugh.
I know.
But he's okay now?
Yeah, he's fine now. He just can't see out of his
eye. Jason, did you know when he said, come in now, could be serious, did you know that it was like a torn retina was one of the possibilities?
Yes. I assumed it was either torn or detached.
Oh, okay.
I knew it wasn't normal, and I needed to see someone ASAP. That's why I sounded panicked yesterday.
You didn't go to EB's conclusion of it's a tumor?
I just figured brain tumor.
Which is a possibility. Look,
when people have vision issues, that's often a thing. Yeah. But a detached retina or torn retina is obviously probably more common.
I just want these black lines to go away, man. They're just
annoying. They haven't yet?
No, they're still there.
Are you?
I mean, it's tough to see. I mean, I can see out of my right eye, obviously. I can't really see that in my left eye that well.
See, now you got me sweating my floaters because I do have a lot of floaters, especially if I dart my eyes left or right. Then
my wife says she has floaters just to get her eyes checked every year. What are exactly floaters?
They're like these little squiggly lines that almost look like, you know what like an amoeba looks like? And you can, I don't know, you just kind of see them.
No, I don't think floaters. I have those.
I called the caps a few years ago when they dropped the first two to Columbus. I said they were floaters in the Anacostia.
Yeah.
They're dead.
I mean, when you gave up on them. Yeah, right.
Yeah, and then they won the cup a few months later.
Right.
Right. Right.
Good read.
All right, so we'll try to transition from Jason's vision to Bruins. The Bruins are the 3 seed then, and what are the Caps, Cakes?
They're the 2 seed.
It's so weird that two it's plays one, three.
Yeah, one plays four, so the Pens will play the Isles, and then obviously Washington will play Boston. That's Saturday night, correct? It's game one Saturday night?
Saturday night here in D.C. And another subplot is that Capital One Arena is going to be allowed to return to 100% capacity starting on June 11th. So if the Caps make a deep run, they're going to be doing it in front of a full house starting June 11th. They just alive for a month.
That means they would have to beat the Bruins and then beat either New York or Pittsburgh, right?
Correct.
They'd have to win two series to get to June 11th.
Yes.
But going back to what Cake said, and Jason, I don't know if you heard it. I agree with you, Cakes. They got to worry about themselves first and foremost. So what's going to happen with Ovi? What's going to happen with Cousy? Who are they going to play at goal? I mean, I was surprised that Coach Peter Laviolette, yesterday when he joined us, said that Anderson's in play.
I mean, from listening to the broadcast, John Walton was raving about his play against the Flyers in that overtime win. He basically said, this performance is inserting himself into the conversation where at least Coach Laviolette and the staff at least have to consider him with all the upheaval with the other two goalies. With Ilya being on the COVID list and, you know, Vanacek still, you know, even though he saw a lot of work this season, he's still pretty green. So then you got a guy in Anderson who I think is close to 40. I think he's 39 at this point, who has more experience than both of those guys put together by a lot.
He does, but is he better than those guys?
It's probably not, but I mean,
It just matters who's the hottest.
I know, but we don't know if Anderson's hot. I mean, he hasn't really shown over a course of half the season that he can do it.
He hasn't had the starts. I mean, he's had four appearances all season long.
Yeah, I don't know if I trust
two starts, and he's had two relief appearances.
I don't know if I trust that.
Maybe they've been saving him, Cakes. They've been saving him for this.
Is Craig Anderson
sashed him the whole year. He's the secret weapon.
He's the secret weapon for the Caps.
Well, kept him on ice, and now it's time to roll.
Kept him on ice, JP. I like that.
Let me ask you this. You guys might have talked about this already, but wasn't Ilya on the COVID list already? Is this the second time he's been on the COVID list?
He was on early. Sure, wasn't he on when all the Russians were on the list?
That's what I thought.
It was Ovi. It was Orlov. And I believe it was Ilya.
It was the Russians.
This could all be contact tracing crap.
It could be, but it also could be he could have it.
So he could, the first but time, I didn't get that sense when he was talking about it yesterday.
Well, I actually got the sense that one of them maybe has it because he was talking about it's not an immediate return for some people. It was for OV, but some guys, you know, have lingering effects, and you got to see what happens, and it takes a while. So my sense, look, we don't know because he can't say anything specific, but my sense was that one of them may have it, and then you have to deal with, like, the
fatigue. That may be true, but I would bet everything I got that they didn't get it twice.
No, so. But that the first time maybe.
Well, maybe the first time it was contact tracing, and now they have it.
Okay. Right. Maybe it's
possible.
We
just don't know.
I thought that Ilya had it before, you know, months ago, and the other guys were in contact tracing. So maybe now Kuzi has it, and Ilya's in contact tracing.
Mm-hmm. That could be true. I thought I saw yesterday. Weren't a bunch of the guys back, though, at least skating around, or no? Did you see that update?
Yeah, well,
no?
Remember the last game, they basically. In my mind, and we can talk to Lars Eller about this at 8:40, but they rested anybody, in my mind, that was kind of questionable,
mm-hmm.
you know, that was banged up. So that's why they were really undermanned. Beyond
the tonight's game doesn't mean anything.
Right.
It means zippy.
So they, I mean, I'd be surprised if a lot of those guys played.
So Ovi, Backe, and Carlson all participated in yesterday's skate.
Right.
Now, I'd be shocked if you saw any of those guys on the ice tonight in a meeting.
Right. They're not going to play tonight.
Well, Jason, what do you think about the Bruins matchup? I'll put it as the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Van Meter Homes. I'll get that up at Junks Radio. Mm-hmm. So they could have played the Islanders, who they just recently beat three times in a row. Instead, it's the Bruins. Most recently, the Bruins beat them 6-3. Now, before that, the Caps beat them 8-1. It's kind of gone back and forth during the regular season.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the season series here. It looks like the Caps were 3-4. 3-4 against Boston with one game, obviously, tonight. So I'd much rather play the Isles. They were 6-2 against the Isles, and the Isles can't score like Boston can. So I'd much rather play them. So it's not going to be easy. I mean, especially if you got some guys banged up and you don't really know what you're doing at goalie.
I was surprised.
I mean, having the home ice, I guess, helps. But
I don't know. Maybe I'm just stupid. I was surprised that Laviolette just said he didn't care who they played. Like, I know you kind of expect that on some level, but – he just is like, he just wants to play. He doesn't care if it's a good team, bad team. He just wants to play, get beat. He was done with this regular season.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sense I got from him yesterday.
Yeah, you might be right. And they know all these teams so well. I mean, they know Boston really well. They know what they have to do to beat them.
Right. Because you don't really get an opportunity to kind of get your feels for the play. Like, right away, you're playing a premium opponent right away.
Legit.
Yeah.
So. Does Boston have Tuukka Rask cakes?
They do have Tuukka Rask, yes.
That guy kind of scares me.
They also have former Cap Yaroslav Halak, who played for like 10 games in a Cap sweater. And remember, wouldn't go out and face one of his former teams.
Is that the goalie?
That's right. The same guy.
Is that the goalie?
I hate that guy. Yeah.
Yeah. How come he didn't want to face his team? Like,
I don't
know,
man.
That was so weird.
I think he got traded from, if memory serves correct, I think he got traded from the St. Louis Blues to the Caps.
Yeah.
And then he was supposed to go out and play against the Blues. I think he basically told the coaching staff.
Said, no, I'm not playing. Yeah,
not
I remember
that.
Not
to play against my former teammates.
Didn't
they say, oh, really? Well, we're going to get rid of you then.
Didn't he blame it on, like, they know all my weaknesses or something?
I don't remember. I
thought it was something like that. Like, they know my weaknesses, and so I think I would hurt the team.
Maybe that was it. I don't know. For to this day, I harbor irrational ill will against Yaroslav Halak.
Wow.
I don't know why.
Does he play a lot for them, or is he just on the roster?
He doesn't play as much as Rask, but I think he's had a decent number of starts. I want to say he started like 17 or 18 games.
Mm-hmm. He's got, 19 games, and he was 9-6-4. But he's not as good as Rask.
Right.
I mean, the guys that get on my nerves for Boston are Marchand gets on my nerves.
Well, of course. He's a giant pest.
I mean, he's got on my nerves for years. Who's the other guy that gets on my nerves? I'm just looking at the – Pasternak?
Yeah,
he gets on my nerves.
But that guy can score. That guy,
oh, yeah, they're good. That's probably why they get on my nerves, because they can score. They can
and
play.
And they picked up Taylor Hall at the trade deadline. Got him out of Buffalo, where he was just wallowing away, doing nothing.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do an emotional hedge bet. I'm going to bet the Bruins to win the series.
Hmm.
Well, before that, I would bet everything that you own. I would bet your eye patch. I would bet your iPad. All of it on the under tonight. Because neither team's going to play. Any guys are going to play. They're going to play a bunch of, you know, lower line guys.
Yeah.
Make sure you make a note of this prediction, Valdez.
It's going to be like a 2-1, just bore fest.
You know, load up on the over.
Yeah, you know what to do.
Load up on the over.
I'm telling you, it's my single
play.
You
know what to do.
It's my single play du jour.
The confidence
that's all that
Cage
is.
Speaks about, because they're going to be a bunch of scrubbinis that can't score. It'll probably be a 6-5 game now.
Right, because they can't stop anybody.
I'm extremely confident with this play.
All right,
well,
boys.
I'm not feeling great about it. I don't know about you boys. I'm not feeling great about the series.
I don't know. I don't know what to feel.
Just because of the – how did Alan May – what did he call it? And all the noise,
just
all the outside noise.
Yeah.
That noise hadn't gone away.
And I'm not 100% convinced that those guys aren't going to play tonight, Cakes, because don't they want – like, wouldn't Ovi want, like, some real game reps, like, to get his win back
right,
and all
maybe
that?
They play, but they're not playing a lot. They're not playing out there. They're not going to take
right.
20 minutes on the ice.
But maybe they do 10 if, minutes just to get a little wind back or something?
Look, here's my analysis.
Feel the adrenaline? No?
I don't know. Does Coach Laviolette want to risk re-injury? You saw what happened when he put Ovi back on the ice in New York. He was on the ice for 30 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know why, though.
And Ovi looked at the bench and said, Niet, pulled him off the ice.
Right.
You're done.
Niet. All right, guys, we'll try to get Lurch back up on the Zoom here for the next break. A lot of window companies are quoting extremely long wait times to replace your windows, but not Thompson Creek, because the Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs their windows direct from their local factory, so they can replace your windows faster than the competition. Hurry for this amazing sale. Buy one Thompson Creek window, get one 40% off, including expert installation, incredible financing options. Call Thompson Creek today at 855-57-CREEK or visit thompsoncreek.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Here's another fun headline, fun light headline from DailyMail.com. Gas runs out. After Colonial Pipeline cyber attack, North Carolina declares state of emergency as cars line up outside stations in Virginia, Atlanta, and Florida. And American Airlines adds extra stops to long-haul flights.
I know.
The panic is on.
I saw this, and you see the lines, they have video of lines, I think, in North Carolina. Mm. I saw this morning. I don't know anything about it. It's the first I've ever heard of the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack.
You've heard of Colonial Parking.
Yes. I don't know Colonial Pipeline. And I see there's a little map there in the corner from Texas all the way up. I mean, Christ, I don't know. It looks like it goes up
through Pennsylvania. It's 5,500 miles.
I don't get it. Did this just happen yesterday? Has this been happening for a week? What is this? I know that gas prices have been going up. I'm aware of that. If we have to get into a situation like that, that is a full-blown disaster. I remember that from the late 70s, early 80s or whatever. When my parents would go get in line to get gas.
That's where Cakes will laugh at us because he's electric.
Right.
I do have an electric vehicle. It's charging as I speak. But I do have two fossil fuel burners as well.
You got a couple gas guzzlers.
I mean, I have a whole fleet right out that window.
I plan to drive a gas guzzler until I donk off. But If I had to get in a line situation, then I would be first in line for an electric car.
So these hackers, what did they do? Did they shut down the gas line? How did they shut it down?
I don't know.
They attacked their silly infrastructure. So I guess they attacked their network.
So the gas is obviously not flowing. Like, they shut it down to the point where the gas is not flowing. How long has this been occurring? Is this just like a one-day thing, or is this something that's been building and I've just been completely oblivious to it?
No, it shut down 5 days ago.
Yeah, a couple days ago.
And services are just getting restored at this point. That's why you're seeing lines and you're seeing shortages.
Oh, my God. Now, we haven't seen this up in our neck of the woods. Like, in northern, like, I went and got gas yesterday. I was freaking on empty.
Right, but your price might have gone up. Did you notice that?
I never really look. I only know the gas prices have gone up because I read about it.
Yeah,
it jumped
like 5 cents of the
day. There was a station in Atlanta, this is in the story, where it has a sign taped to the door, a racetrack gas station, out of all gas besides diesel due to gas shortage.
Right.
They're fresh out.
Everybody kind of freaked out because it's from this cyber attack group called DarkSide, which is from Russia, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
so Russia. This is what they're going to do. This will be the end of the world. This is how they're going to kill us.
Well, they said, look, we're apolitical. We don't participate in politics at all. We're all about money.
Yeah. So were they doing this?
They want the crypto.
They were doing this, like, we'll let it go. We'll fix it for you if you give us X amount of dollars.
I mean, hasn't everybody seen Live for Your Die Hard, I believe, the fourth installment? What was it called, Drab? A fire sale?
Where he shuts
down everything, shuts down the grids, attacks the infrastructure.
So did
this
we?
How can we not
fight this?
I don't know.
How do we let hackers shut down our gas lines?
Because they're silly. Because these big companies, they do this to their cybersecurity. Asleep at the wheel, not ready for the hackers to attack their systems.
5% of stations in Virginia had zero gas.
Think about that.
I mean, 5% is a lot of gas stations. I'm sorry.
So, in other words, think about all the vulnerabilities that we have as a country. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg, the gas lines. Think about if they really start hacking our financial institutions.
What if they shut down Wi-Fi? Huh? What do we do if they shut down Wi-Fi?
It'd be the end of days.
If they hack into Vanguard and I log on and there's a bunch of zeros.
Right. That's what I was thinking about today.
Yeah.
Don't they just need some silly McAfee to stop this?
Maybe.
I don't know,
man. I mean, I don't
get that Norton antivirus. Right. Better buy that.
I mean,
imagine if they hack into a radio station company.
Right. Imagine what they could do. No, but think about it. I mean, the power grid, the gas. I mean, that's going to be where we all just start eating each other. We eat Drab's leg.
Yeah.
There's
plenty to go around.
Is when the cyber guys finally, they shut us down. They launch, like, nuclear weapons on us, and there's nothing we can do.
Haven't we been sweating this since the great movie? And I'm serious. I think it was a great
movie.
You
sweat nothing.
War games.
I know. Yes. You sweat nothing, JP. Here's an example of it right here. Affecting everyday citizens, and it could be affecting us.
I mean, that machine definitely got the launch codes.
You took it from 5% of gas stations in Virginia shut down to cannibalism.
Well, I mean, I'm just going next level. What's going to happen next?
I don't understand how some hackers from another country can get into our system and shut down the gas lines. How can we not combat that?
It's a constant fight. They're trying to do it all the time.
So we got to pay them off to get the gas flowing again?
Oh, no, I think they just have our geniuses go in there and fix the problem.
Right.
Right.
It's a battle of hackers.
Yeah, it's a war game scenario.
Meanwhile, Yuri and Dmitry are over there hacking into the system from somewhere in Russia.
Yeah, they're figuring out what other company to swindle.
I think it shows you how vulnerable we are. And
so that's where Kuzi and Ilya have been. They don't have COVID.
Hey, don't sully their good name.
You are going to be so bitter, though, when you go one day and you look at your investments and they're all Dunsky.
They're zeros.
Yeah, just zeros.
Oh, I'll be so bitter.
Yeah.
I'll be the most bitter.
Yeah.
I got to convert it all to crypto. They're going to steal that, too.
Yeah.
Nothing is safe.
Or just cash it out and put it in your basement.
Wow, who's gonna have a big brick of cash in their basement?
Well, it's better than losing it all from some Russian hacker.
Right. I don't know. So this is easing today, so we can expect that today things will be back to normal and there won't be gas lines. I know this, and I've complained about this for years, whenever we talk about like gas prices, is that when I drive around certain areas where I live, like if you drive around Chevy Chase or certain areas, the gas price will be 50 cents higher than if you just drive a mile. Like, how can that be? That's just
crazy.
That's just blatant, like,
it's ripping you off.
Yeah,
thievery.
I mean,
right.
It's right.
Fancy neighborhoods are going to charge more.
Yeah.
I'm so bitter yesterday because I planned this. I had about 80 miles left on gas, and I'll be honest, I wait till it's like sub 30. And I drove to Bowie. Bowie always has cheaper gas prices than Montgomery County.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's not even close.
Of course. But how can you justify a mile away?
That I don't know.
You could be on Old Georgetown Road, and I tell my wife, listen, I don't sweat those kinds of things, except that I know that they gouge you there. And I say, you're not allowed to, we can't buy gas here. It infuriates me. That, like, on Old Georgetown Road, that it's X price. And
it's
then you
free
go,
market.
You go one street over, like on Connecticut Avenue or something, a little more into the suburbs, and it's 50 cents cheaper.
We live in a capitalist society.
What is going on? I guess, yeah. But people are dumb enough to pay it, I guess.
If you ever drive to, like, Gainesville, Virginia, for example.
Right.
It's like 75 cents cheaper.
Oh, wow. And there are sheets everywhere, too.
Yeah.
You go in and get a sandwich.
Well, I kind of understand that.
But why is Bowie like 40 cents cheaper than Gaithersburg?
Bowie's nubs.
Bowie's nubbier.
That's a good question.
It's nubbier on the scale.
Yeah, I mean, believe me, I was just in Bowie 2 days ago. It's pretty nubs.
Why can't we find these guys and kill them?
The Russian hackers?
Yes.
Do you think they're worthy of death? That's worthy of death penalty?
Yeah. They should get the death penalty.
If they hack into your joint?
Yeah. If they're shutting down our country? Yes, they should.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, isn't it kind of easy to figure out that the gas prices are higher in Montgomery County because it's wealthier?
I understand, but even within the county.
Property taxes are much more.
I understand, but even within the county, just a couple streets over.
Right.
Like within a mile or two.
There's great variance.
Well, didn't you say Bowie was more expensive than Gaithersburg?
No.
Is that what you just said?
I said
cheaper.
Cheaper.
I'm saying that was
cheaper.
Bitter
yeah.
Because I got on the Beltway and I was like, damn it, I forgot to fill up in Bowie.
Yeah. I mean, generally, I'm just going to get gas where I get gas, unless if I feel like I'm getting assaulted. Then I won't do it. You know, like, there are certain gas stations where I know they just take advantage of you. I mean, it's got to be, right?
Yeah, I mean, you should save that money for, like, a 24-ounce guzzler in the convenience store. You shouldn't put it into your tank.
You know where I'm getting ripped off the most currently? So, for whatever reason, our PIN code thing is not working at CVS. And so when I go to get prescriptions or whatever, and I'll pick up like some milk or maybe I'll pick up a couple things, I go to the thing and my PIN code doesn't work. It hasn't worked for the last year. So I'll get like...
you're getting hosed real good.
I'll get like the 2-for-1, you know, like whatever, like hemorrhoids, the suppositories.
Right.
Or I'll get cereal. Or something, right? And I'll get 2-for-1.
This is the oldest conversation in the world.
Right.
He's getting hemorrhoid cream, milk, and his pills
today's
from CVS.
Today's show is trending very old from the very start.
So I'll go in there and I'll think I'm getting the 2 for $6, right? But what I'm actually getting is I'm paying $5.99 for each. And so what should be about $11 is $27. And it's just like, I just want to leave.
You gotta upgrade your info.
Did you type in your phone number?
No, just type in your phone number, Ricky.
I type in my phone number. You don't understand. You think I don't know that?
Just
I type in my
number,
my wife's number, my home number. I type in every number. Your number. None of the numbers work.
Go to CVS.com and fix it, Rick.
I've been too lazy.
Right. There
well, then you're paying full price. You're paying full
freight. I went there yesterday to get three days ago.
You know what? Don't complain.
No, I'm just telling you. It's my own fault. I went there to get a Mother's Day card. And then I got two other things. It was supposed to be 2 for $6. I paid $24 for a Mother's Day card.
And your hurricane.
What?
A hurricane. That's what the old people use to walk.
No.
Hey, EB, have fun being poor.
Yeah. Well, why is my code not working all of a sudden? Why is my number not working?
I don't know.
I've been going to that CVS for 18 years.
By the way, CVS gives the longest receipts ever.
Well, you're just getting hip to this. That's a joke from 2007.
It's not a joke. That's an observation. I don't go as often as you guys.
EB, listen to me.
I have to go all the time for prescriptions.
As soon as the podcast is done today, go on CVS.
The podcast.
It's a Tuesday, Rick. Look at your calendar.
We're recording today.
God, you just ruined my day.
CVS.com.
Recording too.
You'll be done in
not me.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
And you'll save hundreds of dollars, if not thousands of dollars,
I'm gonna do
over
it right
the rest
now.
Of your life.
So I just have to sign up for a new one? Like, how? Why, yeah, what the hell happened?
Why can't you sign up for a new one?
I guess I will. What do I do? I'm on CVS.com. What do you do, Cakes?
You follow the dumb instructions. Yeah, type in your name and your number.
It doesn't work. Anyway.
All right, well, you know what?
I hate technology, too.
That's
but
something you're going to be dealing
you can figure
with
that
all
out.
Day.
By the way, real quick, Cakes.
Yeah.
The FBI, by the way, has been tracking this cyber attack group, whatever they, what are they called?
Dark Side, I
Dark
believe.
Dark Side.
Silly eight, hit by Blink-182. You
for
sleep.
8 months. Mm. For 8 months, they've known this has been going on.
Yeah.
Or that they were planning
but
it.
What can they do? They're in Russia.
Kill them!
Just send a missile.
And if you think they're not backed by Pooty Poot, you're insane.
Well, all right, sure we come back. We'll get into EB's entertainment page. Is it 2004 again? Is Bennifer a thing in 2021? We'll talk about that more and next on EB's entertainment page.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.